Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Baltimore leading Cleveland 14-3 at the half. Not sure why they're featuring the AFC North today. Bengals Steelers go at it tonight. Both those games available on ABC, and then the season winds down tomorrow. And if time allows, we'll go through some of the matchups and find out which matchups you would need to be paid to sit through. We do know the Vikings and Lions are available on Sunday Night Football, and that'll be on Channel 11 locally. So there is that. And as I mentioned before the break, and I don't want to give that less attention than it deserves, but there is a lot on the line. And sometimes there's a lot of hype, but on one hand, the winner gets home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs and a bye in the first round of the playoffs. The loser, they're still in the playoffs, and that's good. But they play on the road in the first round of the playoffs, and the road to the Super Bowl in New Orleans is a whole lot tougher. So
I kind of want it, though, Steve, don't you?
What's that?
I want the tough road.
You do want the
tough road.
Well, it's been done. It's been done. Wild cards have won it all.
Philadelphia Eagles, last time when they won it in our building, I believe that they were a wild card team, and they almost lost a game on the goal line with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones on a touchdown that never was. But I'm nervous because this is a team that has had unexpected success versus the Lions were expected to kind of be good, especially after taking their step last year. But if the Vikings win tomorrow, do you think that it kind of softens them up for whatever that playoff matchup is going to be? Like, I'd almost rather just keep fighting and keep getting punched in the mouth and going that route, because the bye and then waiting for whoever is coming up from that, who's riding a W, it's not, I don't like starting from neutral very much.
Yeah, it's hard to say. And you know how that goes. And we see it in college football, the long layoff, if you will, you kind of get into the rhythm of the season. I think at this point, though, the Vikings, the Lions, anybody, you know, getting that first home game, avoiding a trip on the road if you can, even though the Vikes have been very good on the road, a lot on the line tomorrow night. We'll see how it plays out. People are looking for predictions or how it's going to play out. I just think I can point to high scoring. I just can't imagine. I'll go back to the over-under. And once again, as a rule, I don't gamble on sports. You make your own decision. 56, it just seems crazy to me that they're saying 30-26, 31-25 is the under or is a push. It just doesn't, it seems really low. But once again, they do that stuff for a living. But I feel like it is going to be a wild one at Ford Field tomorrow night. And whoever prevails, well, congrats. Hey, we're going to talk Timberwolves. Chris Hine joins us from the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. Chris, Happy New Year. Good to visit with you again.
Happy New Year, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good to visit with you. This is a Timberwolves team that here in the new year is still trying to find themselves a little bit. It is, You're there day in and day out, game in and game out. It has just been a mixed bag. There's no other way to sum it up.
Yeah, mixed bag is about it. You know, and this is kind of the tension, right? It's the fans want them to have figured it out by now, and you know, I think this team is trying to be patient, take the long view of, you know, the trade that happened in the off season and integrating new pieces, you know, in a significant way. And right now, 30 plus games into it, it's like you said, a mixed bag. Some nights better than others. You know, this was a tough week schedule-wise for them. Oklahoma City and Boston, you know, competitive in each game, but ultimately fell to the two leading teams in each conference. And, you know, right now it's they're finding some things that work, but, you know, now I think the biggest issue and the biggest question that people have with this team is the starting unit just doesn't seem to have quite gelled or gotten it together. And, you know, I think that's right now what we're wondering is that starting five ever going to really find a way to become cohesive and develop a chemistry to where, you know, they're one of the better units on the team instead of some of these bench units that we've seen.
Yeah, and Chris, a lot of thought from fans, and you read comments and look at social media, particularly in-game, and some of that you can take with a grain of salt. But some of the regular observers, you know, the people that watch every game, the hardcores, you know, kind of point to a couple of things about this team and kind of go back to, well, it's ultimately Chris Finch's problems. And I think that's kind of a cop-out. Chris Finch didn't forget how to coach in this league. You know, there is that delicate balancing act of finding rotations and who fits together. And then ultimately the players still need to go out there and play.
Yes, that's 100% it. And I think, you know, sometimes people see, you know, when Finch doesn't call a timeout when they might like, or, you know, make the substitution that they don't like, that seems to be like the biggest part of his job, which I can tell you from experience covering the NBA, that is not the most significant part of his job. The most significant part of the job kind of happens, you know, behind the scenes, development, kind of implementing these systems, figuring out these lineups and rotations. And, you know, it just is a fact of NBA life that when you make a move like they made, it does take time. They were here 2 years ago. Everybody was, you know, panning the Gobert trade, and, you know, it, eventually with continuity and time and chemistry, it worked out last season. So I think from a long view, an organizational view, and especially knowing, you know, kind of Tim Connelly and his history, Tim Connelly does not make any panic moves, whether it's with players, whether it's with coaches. He stuck with Michael Malone in Denver during a lot of times when fans there were calling for him to be fired. So, you know, I think it's easy to just direct the blame at the coach because he's the scapegoat, right? But I think when you understand how this team operates, when you understand how the front office operates, that's what they're thinking. They give things time to marinate, time to bake, quote unquote, you know, and I think that's where they're at right now. They're going to have patience, you know, and whether fans want to hear that or not, that's just kind of a fact of how this organization and front office operates. They have patience with things, and they give things time to work, because if you start making panic move after panic move, or firing this guy or trading this guy, then you're never going to have a cohesive team at any point.
Yeah, and once again, over the long haul, it is a long season. Ultimately, getting into the playoffs, you know, play-in tournament, not ideal. The goal is to get into the top six. You avoid the play-in tournament, you get into the top six, and that is certainly still in play. It's still early January. They have a game in Detroit. With an improved Pistons team, you kind of look at them and go, well, they're hanging around 500. This is better from a team that's been a bottom feeder in the NBA recently.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people around the league always thought the Pistons roster had some talent. It was, the last season just was a train wreck for them in a number of ways. And now, Cade Cunningham is a year wiser in this league, and he's got a high assist rate right now and really, doing a good job of creating for his teammates. Old Timberwolves, Malik Beasley's having a renaissance in his career right now, or his career's being rejuvenated here in Detroit, having his best season since he left Minnesota, since he was a starter with the Wolves, actually. This is the best year Malik Beasley has had since he left the Wolves. And, you look up and down the roster, and it's a lot of players who, you're like, this guy's pretty good. This guy's pretty good. This guy's got a future. Jaden Ivey is out right now with an injury, but, I like his future. Jalen Duran, these guys, there's a lot of talent on this Detroit team. And it's actually significant for the Wolves because the Wolves own the Pistons draft pick this season. And if Detroit, as a part of that Towns trade, that's the pick that came over. So if Detroit finishes out, I believe it's outside of the top 13 this season, the Wolves get that first round pick. And there's various protections on it if it doesn't convey this year or next year. But if you're a basketball diehard or kind of if you really want to go down the rabbit hole of this, check in on the Pistons score every night because it might affect whether or not the Wolves have a first-round pick this year in the draft.
Yeah, and I think a great move. I saw the Pistons play once out at the Palace in Auburn Hills, way out in the suburbs. Hard to describe how far out of downtown Detroit Auburn Hills was. The building no longer exists. The Palace was torn down. Now they play downtown, Little Caesars Arena, where the Red Wings play. The Lions are down there, Vikings and Lions tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football, and the Tigers play right downtown. And it's almost a miracle what they've done with downtown Detroit, and good for the city, and I think good for this team to be playing downtown.
It really is. I like coming to Detroit. In the course of NBA travel, you see pretty much every major city, and what they've kind of built in downtown Detroit is very welcoming and very fun to be around. I enjoy it down here. I like coming to the arena. It's a really nice arena. The best media food in the league.
Right.
Another reason why I like coming to Detroit, they have a huge buffet in the media room, which I will be hitting up right after I hang up the phone with you here. It's actually a good time, a good experience to come see a game here in Detroit. I was going to, we were at the Star Tribune, we were trying to get me a credential to stick around for the Vikings-Lions game tomorrow night, but unfortunately we couldn't get me one, so I won't be covering it tomorrow night. But I almost came within a couple inches of doing a doubleheader here this weekend, covering that Lions-Vikings game tomorrow night. But we'll have plenty of staffers there tomorrow night, just not me.
Yeah, and a lot of buzz, I'm sure, in Motown about that one tomorrow night. And a lot of excitement around the Lions. We'll let you get at the buffet momentarily. I just wanted to get your thought on a couple other quickies. Any news on the ownership saga and when we might know?
I think we're still a couple weeks away from getting that. So we're just waiting for the decision to come down from the 3-judge arbitration panel. And that's the next step, and we'll see what happens when that does. And maybe late January here, early February. That seems to be the timeline that everybody's expecting right now.
All right, so no news on that. And then the Jimmy Butler saga, one-time member of the Timberwolves. Your thought, that's got to be a talk among media and around the league on what's going on with Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat.
I mean, I'm having flashbacks, Steve, to 7 years ago, my first couple months on the beat, actually. And I'm like, I've seen this all play out before. Jimmy Butler and the team he's on, not seeing eye to eye about his future, and it causes a lot of drama and controversy and this and that. And we've seen this play out before with Jimmy. I'm not surprised. It's kind of, these fault lines have converged, and we're seeing this again in Miami right now. And I'll be fascinated to see how this ends up before the trade deadline, for sure.
Yeah, and the final thought before you hit that buffet at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Would a contender say it's worth the risk to bring on Jimmy Butler?
You know, I think it depends on who that contender is. You know, yeah. if you look around the league and it's like, if you're a team that has, especially if you have like a young core, like, let's say an Oklahoma City or a Houston, and you have this kind of, this good thing going, good vibes in your organization, young players that are developing, do you want to bring Jimmy Butler into that? You know, to me, if there's one team out there where if they're going to roll the dice and try to bring in Jimmy Butler to save what they've got going, it's probably Phoenix. That's just me spitballing. But that's a team where they might be punting on, you know, the Durant Booker Beal experiment sooner than later, and it has worked out the way that they've wanted ever since acquiring Kevin Durant. That might be the team that tries to figure out a way, somehow, some way, to get Kevin Durant in, or to get Jimmy Butler in there alongside Kevin Durant and Booker. You know, the other team, and I know that the CBA makes it difficult to trade with this team, but Golden State, that's another team that's kind of desperate to field a contending team right now. When you have Steph Curry in the kind of the twilight of his career, but still playing at a very high level, you know, those are the kind of teams that I think are probably the ones that are going to make the move to bring in Jimmy Butler. Guys with established veterans in the league and teams that need to make a move to salvage what they've got going on right now.
We'll see how it plays out. A soap opera worth watching for sure, what's going to happen with Jimmy Butler. Hey, Chris, thanks for the time, and enjoy the food. Look forward to your coverage.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks. Happy New Year.
There he is. There he is, Chris Hine, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. Timberwolves Pistons, downtown Detroit, tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll come back. Our text line has some tips for Lindsay and that Diet Coke that exploded
yes.
in her car. We've got tips from the text line, Lindsay, and we're going to get into that in a moment to help you out here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Earlier in the show, we talked to the perils of leaving any liquid in your vehicle that might freeze. And Lindsey Brown forgot a Diet Coke in the car. It froze and exploded. And you got videos, you got photos mm-hmm. on social media.
Rest in power to that Diet Coke. Seriously, though. It was a freshie.
Yeah.
Oh! Just wasted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a bummer in its own right. Mm-hmm. Now the cleanup. From our great listeners on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, you need a small portable steam cleaner. Works well on clothing and furniture. Bet it would work on your car.
Hmm.
So,
a Stanley steamer, you say?
Yeah, you know, they sell them, the little steam cleaners. That might be good because I'm thinking it is so cold out that
yep.
it's some of this still frozen. You can just gently heat it with a little steam. Be careful around the glass.
Mm.
And then just kind of have a towel to kind of soak up the stuff that melts.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
You could do a YouTube video on all of this.
I could.
On
this
your
is a
adventures
great content
your...
creation thing. Either I'm going to create
right.
the content or somebody I'm going to get some business done with. And so this is true radio happening live, people. I hope you understand the magic that you're part of at this current point in time.
You know what, Lindsay?
Mm.
I think you have a million view video.
Do you think so, really? Yeah.
Yeah, you got the before and after. Here's me, left the Diet Coke, and exploded
yep.
my car. And people in warmer climates, like
they have no idea.
Your friends in Vegas,
yeah.
they're going to be fascinated by this.
Yeah, they have no
and
idea.
And then the cleanup video.
Yes.
I think you got a winner here.
That's genius. And I think I'm going to need multiple tools as well. So I think the steamer
yeah.
could be used for the more fabric heavy, like the
yeah.
roof of it. But I have leather seats, and I think those are going to be pretty easy to clean.
Yeah,
but what about,
sure,
like, the plastic parts of the car where you're talking about the dash and all the buttons where the window stuff is? Like, that's what I'm really worried about as well.
And so, I would say gently warm it up. And then I always go back to with the plastic parts.
Yeah.
You know, some sort of armor all cleaner. You know.
I'm going to find myself a heated garage to help me deal with this as well. Because I refuse to clean my car when it's single digits outside.
Yeah.
That's a new level of psychosis I'm not ready to reach.
Yeah. Video, though.
Okay.
Fine,
before
Steve. And after videos, Lindsay,
happen.
I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, now I feel like I have to do it myself because I have to make the content, but I haven't decided if I want to do this for myself yet. But money ain't growing on trees in the radio business either. So maybe this is, I don't do it, or I do it. Maybe I don't do it and then I get paid. And then if I do it, I don't get paid. I'm not sure. We're going to have to figure it out.
It is tough. One other quick story from the text line.
I get paid, and then if I do it, I don't get paid. I'm not sure. We're going to have to figure it out.
It is tough. One other quick story from the text line. I don't have advice for the cleanup, but I did have a 12-pack explode in the heat of summer.
Oh.
The sun coming through the windshield blew up the case.
That's right.
And had a pop dripping out of the side of my car. That from Chris.
Sorry, Chris, that sucks.
That's a bummer.
And then it's a bee issue as well.
Yeah,
I love the bees. I don't kill them. If they die, we go as well. But, I mean, if I get stung by one, there could be issues.
Yeah,
ants,
bees, you name it. Insects galore with the sugar in it.
Oh, yeah, the mosquito mobile is what it would have to be called henceforth.
531. Benita the sock car. From the morning news here on CCO, she is in Ottawa at the World Junior Hockey Championships, and we'll get an update from Vanita. Semifinals today, championship game tomorrow. That's coming up here on News Talk 830-WCCO. World Juniors underway in Ottawa, and Vanita's car from the morning news here on CCO is in Ottawa at the World Juniors. Vanita, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I'm actually sitting at the back of a shuttle bus. We are on our way to the arena to see the U.S. team, cheer them on. We've got our USA jerseys. So exciting. And, yeah, and you probably know Finland just beat Sweden in overtime, which is a big upset. So it's going to be an interesting finish tomorrow with that championship game. We
so
hope the U.S. is in it.
Yeah, the Finns win 4-3, final in overtime. Once again, the United States and the Czech Republic coming up in Ottawa. Now, you are there with the group that is bringing the World Juniors to the Twin Cities next year.
It's incredible, Steve, the amount of work that goes into it. I'm a fly on the wall. I'm learning how CCO Radio can work hard to promote what's going to be happening. But I just want to really, really highlight the fact that Minnesota Sports and Events is doing an incredible job. They're here. I'm here with members of the Minnesota Wild staff, XL Energy staff, Visit St. Paul, Meet Minneapolis, all representatives here, just learning how World Juniors works, how they're doing it here in Ottawa, which has been a wonderful experience. But you know what? I don't want to brag, but I think Minnesota can do even better. And I know they can do better. We've seen that with Gymnastics City USA, what they were able to do, how well, just a wonderful experience it was with Promenade du Nord on Nicollet Mall, everything that was involved with that. And it's just exciting to think what's going to be happening this time next year in the Twin Cities and really all over Minnesota when all these visitors come from all over the world to cheer on their teams. And what I hope is Minnesotans turn up in a big way because we know they're hockey fans, Steve, like you and me. So I'm hoping there's a good crowd for all of these great games in a year.
Oh, I have a feeling it's going to be huge. Year in and year out, the World Juniors are a gigantic event, and it's so important in Canada. They've got to be so bummed that the Canadians aren't playing tomorrow. I mean, they've got to be very, very down about their club.
Oh, Steve, you said it. I mean, you nailed it. it was heartbreaking. I was at the game yesterday where they lost to Czechia, who we are playing, the U.S. playing tonight next. And it was heartbreaking, heartbreaking. And frankly, the fans were angry. They're very angry. And there's a really high expectation on these Canadian juniors teams to get the gold. I mean, they want them to win it all. And it was, yeah, it was really, really heartbreaking. And you could tell just around town today in Ottawa, people were not happy. But I think what I really, really want to highlight is just the passion of all of these fans from the different countries. Canada, there will be so many Canadians coming down to Minnesota for the World Juniors in a year that we just want to give them a really good experience. I think it's really great for our community. The economic impact is huge. But it's been interesting for me to just see the behind the scenes of what Minnesota Sports and Events is able to do, how they put it together. And, you know, they just have a really good team. And it's fun to watch the wheels turning in their mind of what they want to do for the Fan Fest at Rice Park. And I might just reveal here that they're going to have something that's really cool. They're going to have an ice rink by Rice Park where they're going to have bumper ice cars. Does that sound amazing or what?
Yeah, I'm in. I hope I can fit in one of those cars, but I'd give it a go.
Me too. Me too. There's just going to be so many great things. Even if you're not a hockey fan, right, what they have in store for all these visitors, really for all Minnesotans who just want to be a part of the fun, it's going to be great. But it's been fascinating for me to just see the behind the scenes of it going on here. And I know Minnesotans will support it and do a great job. But the level of hockey, I'll just give you one example. You got, you know, Oliver Moore, you've got some great Gophers on Team USA who I'm excited to see tonight. But you look at a future Minnesota Wild star like University of Denver, Zeev Bouyam. He's another one. Like, you're looking at prospects who are going to be playing in the NHL, and you get to see them as young guys competing for their country. And that gives it a whole different meaning, which is what is the beauty of the World Juniors.
Yeah, it is a great annual sporting event, and it's coming to the Twin Cities, and people are very revved up about it. And you talk about these events. You mentioned the U.S. Gymnastics Championships that were here, and early on, my daughter talked me into getting tickets to every event. And I'm so glad we did, because it was one of the great sporting events I've ever been to in my life. And this is going to be equal to that. People will have an opportunity to be in the building to see this tournament.
But Steve, you're such an awesome dad. I love hearing that. That's great. And you saying it's one of the premier events says a lot, because you're Mr. Sports guy. So you've been to a lot of different sporting events. It is that gymnastics, City USA, how the entire community just welcomed everybody was great. But just to see the impact, I think the international part of this is what is really going to be cool. You have all these different countries, and they're there to see their young guys playing in this tournament proudly wearing the jersey of their country, which and you think about the Olympic hockey, we get so excited about. This is on that same level. That's what, you know, I think it's important for people to know. They already have tickets on sale. I was talking to Wendy Blackshaw. There was a big Minnesota party with all Minnesotans in it. Some of the parents of Team USA members were there last night. And Wendy Blackshaw was addressing everyone saying, this is the countdown. This is the countdown to us hosting it. And she told me, just kind of offline, the tickets are selling pretty well. I was surprised this early, but I think there's enough of a hockey community and hockey fanatics in Minnesota and really all over who want to be a part of this. And you know there's going to be that huge Canadian contingent. So we got to show up big time in our red, white, and blue in the stands.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event in a year. Now, are you able to stay in Ottawa through the championship games? When are you coming back for the morning news? Where are you going to hang around?
Here's what the heartbreak is. I can't stay for the championship. It's tomorrow night, and I have to leave. My flight is at 5:20 in the morning, so I'm getting back from the semifinals tonight, and I got to go right to bed and head to the airport because I got to do the morning news. I've been off for like 2 weeks, so no more excuses. It's really hard to get to Ottawa, I'll just tell you. You got to fly through all these different places. So the people here were lovely, but it did take a while to get here, just to get over to Ottawa. But you know what this whole event is about. What I'm excited about CCO Radio's involvement in this is the bosses felt it was important for me to come up here and just get a good look and be a part of this and be part of what Minnesota Sports and Events is doing. And we feel very strongly that we want to help promote what they're doing. And over the next year, that's, you know, we're really going to delve into it. And I'm excited about that and CCO's involvement in this as well.
Now, I heard you on another show talking about your visit to Ottawa. I want to know about the connection in O'Hare. You said you had about 40 minutes. How did that go, going from getting to your flight to Ottawa at O'Hare? Did that go smoothly?
It was a brisk walk, I'll tell you. Have you ever had any of those close connections where you're like sweating it out and hoping that you make it? I made it. Thank goodness. I'm excited. Actually, by the time I get home, I'm going to take a good nap, and then I got to stay up to watch the Vikes game because, hello, that's going to be huge. What's been really fun, Steve, about being here is getting a chance to really know Lou Nanny and his wife, Francine, really talking to him. You get this guy going, you can mention anything, and he's got a story about everything, which is so fun. Being a hockey fan that I am, I love hearing him talk. Had a chance to really talk to Jordan Leopold, and also State Senator Karen Housley and I have become besties. She is awesome. She's really, really interesting and just telling me how, you know, Phil and his, you know, playing and coaching and how that journey has been for them. I could just listen to her for hours, too. So it's just been really interesting to me to just get the behind the scenes. I can't get enough of the hockey world and the sport itself. It's just my favorite. So I'm immersed here, I'm in heaven.
Well, Vinita, good to visit with you. Enjoy the game tonight. Safe travels back. We look forward to the morning news Monday morning.
Oh, wonderful, Steve. Thank you so much for including me on your show. Have a great night.
Yeah, Vinita Sarkar from the morning news, joining us from Ottawa, site of the World Juniors. Once again, the Finns beat the Swedes 4-3 in overtime. They await the winner of Team USA and the Czech Republic tonight, or Czechia. Once again, the World Juniors coming here to the Twin Cities next year. It's going to be a great event. 13 minutes now in front of 6 o'clock. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up. A little more on the Vikes. Update the football score. Ravens and Browns in action. Steelers, Bengals later. It's all here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Update on the football game in Baltimore. The Ravens all over the Browns, 21-3. Baltimore with the win, wins the division. Steelers, Bengals coming up later on. Bengals with the win could get in, but they need help to get into the playoffs. Boy, the Browns are bad. They're going to finish 3-14. Vikes, Lions tomorrow night. Much more on that tomorrow on the Huddle. Pete Najarian, Dave Schwartz, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider scheduled to join the show tomorrow. So they'll talk a lot more about the Purple, a lot more about the Gopher football win in the Duke's Mayo Bowl last night in Charlotte. The video of PJ Fleck taking the Mayo bath, that was fun. But I said it earlier in the show, the season could have been much more. Over at the U, Golden Gopher women hockey getting beat by Penn State 5-1. Gophers thumped Brown last night. Golden Gopher men go for the sweep of Mercyhurst at 3M Arena at Mariucci tonight. Women's hoops tomorrow at the U. They'll play Illinois at 2 o'clock. They're off to a good start this year. They're the real deal. Don Plitzwhite's done a really nice job with that team. And then men's basketball, they get Ohio State at the Barn on Monday night, 8 o'clock. Fox Sports 1, FS1, will have that game. And Gophers need a win. They need to show something. It has been a long season already. So hopefully they can get it turned around. By the way, the Wild are in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight to play the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Timberwolves are on the road in Detroit. And they will take on the Pistons. That is a 6 o'clock game tonight as well. So, a lot going on. Hey, thanks all around Big thanks to Lindsey Brown, our producer, and good luck with that Diet Coke explosion. Lindsey, I feel terribly.
Well, Jason DeRussia has reached out to me, so if there's anybody that knows how to sell, it's that guy, so I'm going to see if things can get done. He's got to have a plug somewhere, right?
Yeah, he's got a guy.
I mean, he's setting people up with Grecian vacations. He could at least find me a car detailer here on the west side of town.
Well, yeah, and I might do it. What are you willing to pay? What's your budget?
Steve, you got too many sports to watch. You have too much support. You can't. I can't.
I only have two play-by-play events this week.
I know, Steve, but we got to keep you primed. You already talked about how the championship season is just around the corner, especially with girls hockey state tournament right around the corner. I don't want to use the talent in the areas where the grinders need to work. So I'm calling Jason DeRussia.
All right. He's got a guy.
He's got a guy.
Hey, a big thanks to all our guests on the program today. Doug Swinner early with Tech Talk. Of course, we went outdoors with Steve Carney. Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press joined us from Raleigh to preview the Wild, get us up to date on the injury situation as well. Also, a big thanks to some of the other guests. Chris Hine from Detroit. Poor guy wanted to hit the buffet in the media room and took time out to talk to us. And then, of course, Vanita Sacher, the host of the morning news, joining us from Ottawa in the World Juniors Team USA, getting ready to hit the ice in the semifinals in Ottawa. All right, we've got to run. Quick update on the weather. It'll stay chilly. Here's the deal for the remainder of the weekend. 10 now. Our wind chill 9 below. Low tonight, -1. Tomorrow, sunny in 12. Monday is sunny in 15. 20s by the end of the week. No major snow events. No snow mentioned over the next week or so. Take care. I'm in for Henry on Thursday night between 6 and 9 here on the CCO.